This is KTOO Juneau, and I'm Quentin Chandler here with the day's news. Less than 24 hours after casting a critical vote on health care, Senator Lisa Murkowski was back in Alaska, where she sat down with local reporters in Sitka for her first in-depth interview. Her no vote killed the Republican-led effort to overturn the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. Murkowski says the GOP's bill wasn't ready for the Senate floor and that the process to reform health care lacked transparency.
It was closeted. It was not done with member input. It was not the way the Senate should operate.
Repeal was a major priority for President Donald Trump, and last week Murkowski fielded a call from Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke saying the president was not pleased that she voted against debating the bill. Zinke called both Murkowski and Senator Dan Sullivan in the lead-up to the Senate's vote, but Murkowski says she isn't worried.
I do not believe that Secretary Zinke was being threatening or intimidating. He was just delivering a message that the president was not happy with my vote. And as I said, I knew that he wasn't. The president and I had a very hard phone call.
Before casting her vote, Murkowski says she spoke with Arizona Senator John McCain on the floor, where he told her, do what you know is right.
And it reminded me of the old Ted Stevens phrase that he would use. He would say, to hell with politics, just do what's right for Alaska.
McCain, Murkowski, and Senator Susan Collins of Maine provided the three Republican votes that killed the repeal effort for now. Murkowski wants the Senate to keep talking about health care reform and, when they reconvene on Monday, start rewriting health care law with input from both sides of the aisle. Governor Bill Walker says he will probably run for re-election, but currently has more pressing issues on his mind, including crafting a tax bill that he hopes will garner support from lawmakers. In a wide-ranging interview with the Associated Press, Walker says it's imperative that revenue issues be addressed this year. He still expects to unveil a tax bill for consideration sometime this year. Lawmakers funded this year's budget out of savings after they failed to agree on a long-term fiscal plan. Since then, two bond rating agencies have downgraded the state's credit rating. Walker says he's not sure how many letters the state needs to get from rating agencies to spur action. Senator Shelley Hughes says she will stay on the job after recently announcing that she was diagnosed with breast cancer. Hughes tells the Juneau Empire that her doctor found something suspicious during a mammogram exam earlier this year. The 59-year-old Republican state senator from Wasilla is serving her first term. Hughes says despite the diagnosis, she is not going anywhere and promises to continue serving her district. This is KTOO Juneau. Stay tuned. More local news is at ktoo.org.